Mr. Nancy raised a white eyebrow and he said,
I'm not dead yet. And mostly because I'm not dead yet, I'm happy as a clam boy.
The Herodotus thing? It doesn't mean that the dead are happy. It means that you can't judge the shape of someone's life until it's over and done.
I don't even judge then. And as for happiness, there's a lot of different kinds of happiness. Just as there's a hell of a lot of different kinds of dead. Me, I'll just take what I can get when I can get it.
Shadow changed the subject.
Those helicopters, the ones that took away the bodies and the injured?
What about them?
Who sent them? Where did they come from?
You shouldn't worry yourself about that. They're like Valkyries or buzzards. They come because they have to come.
If you say so.
The dead and the wounded will be taken care of. You ask me, old Jackal's going to be very busy for the next month or so. Tell me something, Shadow Boy.
Okay.
You learn anything from all this?
Shadow shrugged.
I don't know. Most of what I learned in the tree I've already forgotten. I think I met some people, but I'm not certain of anything anymore. It's like one of those dreams that changes you. You keep some of the dream forever, and you know things down deep inside yourself because it happened to you. But when you go looking for details, they kind of just slip out of your head.
Yeah,
said Mr. Nancy. And then he said grudgingly,
you're not so dumb.
Maybe not. But I wish I could have kept more of what passed through my hands since I got out of prison. I was given so many things, and I lost them again.
Maybe you kept more than you think.
No,
said Shadow. They crossed the border into Florida, and Shadow saw his first palm tree. He wondered if they'd planted it there on purpose at the border, just so that you knew you were in Florida now. Mr. Nancy began to snore, and Shadow glanced over at him. The old man still looked very gray, and his breath was rasping. Shadow wondered, not for the first time, if he had sustained some kind of chest or lung injury in the fight. Nancy had refused any medical attention. Florida went on for longer than Shadow had imagined, and it was late by the time he pulled up outside a small one-story wooden house, its windows tightly shuttered, on the outskirts of Fort Pierce. Nancy, who had directed him through the last 5 miles, invited him to stay the night.
I can get a room in a motel. It's not a problem.
You could do that, and I'd be hurt. Obviously, I wouldn't say anything, but I'd be real hurt real bad. So you better stay here, and I'll make you a bed up on the couch.
Mr. Nancy unlocked the hurricane shutters and pulled open the windows. The house smelled musty and damp, and a little sweet, as if it were haunted by the ghosts of long-dead cookies. Shadow agreed reluctantly to stay the night there, just as he agreed even more reluctantly to walk with Mr. Nancy to the bar at the end of the road for just one late-night drink while the house aired out.
Did you see Chernobog?
Asked Nancy as they strolled through the muggy Floridian night. The air was alive with whirring palmetto bugs, and the ground crawled with creatures that scuttled and clicked. Mr. Nancy lit a cigarillo and coughed and choked on it. Still, he kept right on smoking.
He was gone when I came out of the cave.
He will have headed home. He'll be waiting for you there, you know.
Yes.
They walked in silence to the end of the road. It wasn't much of a bar, but it was open.
I'll buy the first beers.
We're only having one beer, remember?
What are you? Some kind of cheapskate?
Mr. Nancy bought them their first beers and Shadow bought the second round. He stared in horror as Mr. Nancy talked the barman into turning on the karaoke machine and then watched in fascinated embarrassment as the old man belted his way through What's New Pussycat before crooning out a moving, tuneful version of The Way You Look Tonight. He had a fine voice, and by the end, the handful of people still in the bar were cheering and applauding him. When he came back to Shadow at the bar, he was looking brighter. The whites of his eyes were clear, and the gray pallor that had touched his skin was gone.
Your turn.
Absolutely not.
But Mr. Nancy had ordered more beers and was handing Shadow a stained printout of songs from which to choose.
Just pick a song you know the words to.
This is not funny.
The world was beginning to swim a little, but he couldn't muster the energy to argue, and then Mr. Nancy was putting on the backing tape to Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood and pushing, literally pushing, Shadow up onto the tiny makeshift stage at the end of the bar. Shadow held the mic as if it was probably live, and then the backing music started, and he croaked out the initial,
Baby!
Nobody in the bar threw anything in his direction, and it felt good.
Can you understand me now?
His voice was rough, but melodic, and rough suited the song just fine.
Sometimes I feel a little mad. Don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel?
And he was still singing it as they walked home through the busy Florida night, the old man and the young stumbling and happy.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
He sang to the crabs and the spiders and the palmetto beetles and the lizards and the night.
Oh, Lord. Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Mr. Nancy showed him to the couch. It was much smaller than Shadow, who decided to sleep on the floor, but by the time he had finished deciding to sleep on the floor, he was already fast asleep, half sitting, half lying on the tiny sofa. At first, he did not dream. It was just the comforting darkness. And then he saw a fire burning in the darkness, and he walked toward it.
You did well,
whispered the Buffalo Man without moving his lips.
I don't know what I did,
said Shadow.
You made peace. You took our words and made them your own. They never understood that they were here, and the people who worshipped them were here, because it suits us that they are here. But we can change our minds, and perhaps we will.
Are you a god?
The buffalo-headed man shook his head. Shadow thought for a moment that the creature was amused.
I am the land.
And if there was more to that dream, then Shadow did not remember it. He heard something sizzling. His head was aching, and there was a pounding behind his eyes. Mr. Nancy was already cooking breakfast. A pile of pancakes, sizzling bacon, perfect eggs, and coffee. He looked in the peak of health.
My head hurts,
said Shadow.
You get a good breakfast inside you, you feel like a new man.
I'd rather feel like the same man, just with a different head.
Eat.
Shadow ate.
How do you feel now?
Like I've got a headache. Only now I've got some food in my stomach and I think I'm going to throw up.
Come with me.
Beside the sofa on which Shadow had spent the night, covered with an African blanket, was a trunk, made of some dark wood, which looked like an undersized pirate chest. Mr. Nancy undid the padlock and opened the lid. Inside the trunk there were a number of boxes. Nancy rummaged among the boxes.
It's an ancient African herbal remedy. It's made of ground willow bark, things like that.
Like aspirin?
Yep, just like that.
From the bottom of the trunk he produced a giant economy-sized bottle of generic aspirin. He unscrewed the top and shook out a couple of white pills.
Yeah.
Nice trunk,
said Shadow. He took the bitter pills, swallowed them with a glass of water.
My son sent it to me. He's a good boy. I don't see him as much as I'd like.
I miss Wednesday. Despite everything he did, I keep expecting to see him. But I look up and he's not there.
He kept staring at the pirate trunk, trying to figure out what it reminded him of.
You will lose many things. Do not lose this.
Who said that?
You miss him? After what he put you through? Put us all through?
Yes. I guess I do. Do you think he'll be back?
I think that wherever two men are gathered together to sell a third man a $20 violin for $10,000, he will be there in spirit.
Yes, but
we should get back into the kitchen. Those pans won't wash themselves.
Mr. Nancy washed the pans and the dishes. Shadow dried them and put them away. Somewhere in there, the headache began to ease. They went back into the sitting room. Shadow stared at the old trunk some more, willing himself to remember.
If I don't go to see Chernabog, what would happen?
You'll see him. Maybe he'll find you. Or maybe he'll bring you to him. But one way or another, you'll see him.
Shadow nodded. Something started to fall into place.
Hey, Is there a god with an elephant's head?
Ganesh, he's a Hindu god. He removes obstacles and makes journeys easier. Good cook, too.